For young people identified as on the autism spectrum, growing into adulthood can have its own challenges. But students at the nonprofit educational program, Exceptional Minds, prove that autism can also mean special talents. Madeline Petty is an example of how Exceptional Minds helps students with autism seek and reach their full potential.
I want the world to know that I like designing things. And Exceptional Minds is a place where you can go and you'll be accepted and you'll learn things, and it's awesome.
Madeline Petty is part of a new wave of up-and-coming digital effects artists. She is a young, very talented student who has autism spectrum disorder, ASD. She is learning all about the entertainment industry with Exceptional Minds, a visual effects animation studio in Hollywood, California. Exceptional Minds provides vocational training for young adults with autism. Madeline has played video games since fourth grade. She has also always loved watching animated shows. But Madeline says she had a hard time learning in traditional settings.
I had kind of a difficult time. I get bored really easily when, like, all I'm doing is sitting there and people are talking at me and I'm not really personally invested in the material. And when you're not personally invested, well, you really have to force yourself to, like, stay in the moment and pay attention. And, well, if you don't have the motivation to force yourself, then you pretty much just kind of go off into your own personal la-la land.
Exceptional Minds provided the right kind of learning environment for Madeline. More action, less talking.
I like coming here because it's so hands-on and we're doing so many different things. Like, in a normal classroom, you just kind of sit there and they lecture at you and you just get more and more bored because all you're doing is just sitting there listening. Whereas here, it's a lot more hands-on. Like, we'll get shown examples or we'll follow along with the directions. I guess we're doing more. Well, I'm a second year, so I'm learning a lot of editing and visual effects. I now know how to make a lightsaber. First year, we learned animation and Photoshop. Photoshop's pretty cool, actually. You can do a lot of really neat text effects.
Ernie Merlin is Exceptional Minds Program Director.
The heart of our program is a full-time 3-year vocational program where they learn to do visual effects and animation and title work specifically for the entertainment industry. The program would teach them not only the technical skills that they needed, but the work readiness skills that they needed in order to get a job. So we focus on how they look and what their attitude is and organizing themselves and problem solving on their own. And then workplace conflict, which is something that I think we all have, but learning how to deal with it is a little tough. But we also have part-time programs and we have a summer program for younger kids to kind of get indoctrinated in the kind of things that we're doing here.
Autism spectrum disorder is a developmental disability marked by repetitive behaviors and social problems. It affects 1 in 68 American children. Autism is considered a spectrum condition because its effects can differ widely from person to person. But like with other disabilities, ASD can make it difficult for a person to find success in work and social experiences. For Ernie Merlin, working at Exceptional Minds permits him to do something that is part of his life purpose, help people.
I love coming in and talking to the students, and sometimes when you're the director of a program, you don't have that much of an opportunity to talk to the students. But when I come in here and Madeline shows me something she's working on, or one of the students has a problem that is a pretty important problem to him, but I'm able to get him through it, that makes my day. Knowing that these guys are gonna make something of their lives and that they're gonna be able to show the world who they really are, that's what it's all about.
Tony Saturno is another student at Exceptional Minds. He earned an art and animation certificate at a community college in his home state of Maryland. But he says the instruction at Exceptional Minds has taught him much more.
I feel like I've learned a lot of new things here at Exceptional Minds. I've learned some new technical things that go into movies or TV shows, whether it's live action or animated, but also just storytelling in general.
It is costly to run a program like Exceptional Minds. Most families can only pay partial tuition. The program provides financial assistance to every student at the school. Some students find jobs immediately after finishing the 3-year Exceptional Minds program. Other students work first at the Exceptional Minds studio. There, students gain connections to Hollywood's major entertainment studios, like Marvel, Fox, and Sony. They get to work on movies and television. Ernie Merlin says the exacting creative nature of animation seems to fit for some people with ASD. But he hopes that Exceptional Minds can serve as a model program for teaching other vocations to those on the spectrum.
Our dream is that we can show other people how to do what we're doing, that they can, in their own towns, figure out ways that these individuals can be useful to the town, to the local industry, and have them be a part of society.
One thing is certain for Madeline Petty. Exceptional Minds has helped to change her outlook on life.
I don't want to say my life would have been like bleak or something without it, but I do think that at Exceptional Minds I have a lot more opportunities than I did before. Like, I would have made my way, but it wouldn't have been as good.
Ernie Merlin says the program changed him as well.
I'm so excited to come into work every day that I don't have the same kind of stress or worries that I had before. I know that I'm making a difference, and so that changes my attitude about work.
That's Exceptional Minds, changing lives one frame at a time. I'm Marcia James.